Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
Sports Hub.
No one says it like they do.
What do you mean?
Well, what do you mean?
Felger and Mads.
I'm just making it up. Totally making it up.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Maserati, presented by DraftKings, coming to you here from Radio Row, Miami Beach Convention Center, Super Bowl 54. First hour of our program is brought to you by Woodbridge Wines. Maz and Murray alongside. How you doing, fellas?
Good. You?
Just peachy. Thank you so much. I'm doing freaking more than peachy. Can I make a request? Can I make a request the next time?
Go.
They should let us be outside.
Oh.
Let it be outside.
Oh, that's not a bad idea.
That's a really good idea.
You know, all these, like, all the big timers got these outside sets on the beach. So what?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Fox's set is right on there on Ocean Drive. Yeah.
It's a better visual and, you know, better for the people back home.
It'd just be better for us. That's the most
important. I don't want to come inside. Oh, my God.
It's so nice.
So nice the last couple days. I'm sorry, Boston, to do this to you, but oh, my God. It was freaking perfect. Oh, just lying in the water is tremendous. Can we so the next year we're in Tampa? Ain't South Beach, but
yeah, people definitely don't want to hear this. It's 19.
Sorry. It is so freaking nice.
Same.
Did you go to the topless beach?
No.
I was Belichick boots out at the beach, though, man.
You're unbelievable.
Floating there like a manatee for the last hour.
For all I know, you went to the topless beach and went out in the water smokeless.
No, I'm not. I'm just, what can I tell you? All right, so sorry to do that to you. We're going to have some guests here coming up here in a little bit, but opening thought, Maz had this yesterday, and we didn't quite get to it, so let's get on it today. And it's a theme here on Radio Row, Maz, I'm sensing. From the national people we speak to are former players, and we'll play you some of the sound coming up. And the theme is, I can't believe Robert Kraft would let him go. I can't believe, you know, Rod Woodson said on the Midday Show yesterday, shame on Robert Kraft if he lets Tom Brady go. And this, you know, I can't see him going anywhere. I can't see them letting him go anywhere. There's no way Robert Kraft would let that happen. I feel like that's a consensus opinion here at the Super Bowl. And how do you... What does that lead you to think?
So if you're Robert Kraft, is that a legitimate concern? Like the ripple effect of that, how the rest of the world is going to look at you in the NFL if you let Tom Brady walk. And the more I think about it, the more I think it's a legit concern. And I'm not telling you what I would do or what they're going to do. I'm just telling you that we sit there and we say, you know, is Robert going to cave at the end? And or does he have the guts to walk away from Tom Brady? And I think that that is a real thing that plays in Brady's favor. Just look at the Patriots' reputation around the league. You know, Logan Mankins accuses the owner of not holding his, keeping his word, and then ultimately he shipped off to Tampa Bay, even if they did reconcile that in the short term. Danny Amendola is in the riding around with Mike Reese in a car and says, you know, Bill's not known for paying his players. He says, Bill, I hear Kraft. So Bill and Kraft are in tandem on those sorts of things, and ultimately it goes all the way back to ownership. It's one thing to not pay those guys, but the greatest player in the history of the league, the greatest player in the history of the league.
So what's the fallout then?
Oh, I think it's just people will look at Foxborough and say, look what they did to Tom Brady. And that I think that in some cases they'll lose the benefit of the doubt with players who might otherwise want to give it to them. And at the end of the day, if you overpay for a guy and bring him in, great. But that's a significant thing to sort of be stuck with at the end. Yeah, they chase Tom Brady out of town. You know, and I just think that I'm not telling you ultimately that it drives him to make a decision. I just think there are consequences for that.
Ken, so you say there's real consequences, meaning players would be leery to come here, which I've been hearing for years and I don't think has ever existed. So I just think that's overplayed. I mean, we've talked about this a lot. If you pay him and give him a chance to win and a chance to, you know, for playing time, money, chance to win, they're going to come. So I don't really believe that. Can Kraft withstand that PR hit? Can Kraft withstand a Hall of Famer like Rod Woodson saying, shame on you, Robert, for letting the greatest player of all time walk out your door? Can Kraft hold his water?
Can he stomach it?
Can he stomach it? Can he hold his water? And
I don't know.
I say no, and I think that's reason to believe that he would be back because, you know, you read and heard that Robert didn't really like how the public reacted when he essentially gave into the league on Deflategate, right? Like, and I think that public relations is obviously very important to him, and how people feel about him is important to him. So that's reason to believe that he will do whatever it takes to keep Brady back.
Okay, so
because I don't think he wants to take that hit
again. Rod Woodson, shame on the Crafts if they let Tom Brady walk out the door. You know how I feel about that. Shame on the Crafts if they get sentimental and overpay the guy, and then put you behind the eight ball for the future because you couldn't withstand a little public scrutiny. Hold your water.
Yeah, again, that's how you feel, and I told you I'd
hold
let Brady
your water,
go
man.
Too.
You know, and but
you're not the one that has to live with that consequence.
Well, I know that. I think Rod Woodson's wrong. Shame on the Patriots. Shame on the Patriots if they put a player ahead of the organization. Shame on an owner who does it for PR and not for what's best for the team long term. That would be the shameful move. Letting Tom Brady walk because someone wants to overpay him on a contract that's going to hurt you now, that's not a shameful act. A shameful act is hurting your organization long term because you give in to those kind of people. That's the shameful act. And shame on the Green Bay Packers for letting Brett Favre walk out the door. You know how many people said that and how many people felt that way? You know how right that decision was? Shame on the Niners for letting Joe Montana. That people said that about them at the time. They got another, whatever, 7, 8, 9 years out of the thing, another championship out of the thing. Shame on the 49ers if they had kept Joe Montana out of sentiment. That's what I say. So screw it. Like, since when are the players bigger than the team? That's when you get into trouble. Even a player as great as Tom Brady, they should never be bigger than the team. So hold your water, Robert. You know, I'd say shame on him if he overpays Brady because he can't stand a little criticism.
So here's the other thing that popped into my head. What if after the 2017 season, the year they lost to Philly in the Super Bowl, the year that they traded Jimmy Garoppolo, what if they had given Brady an extension then? Wouldn't they be in better shape right now?
Yeah.
Yes.
In other words, they resisted at all that time.
Yeah.
In giving Brady any sort of extension, even if it was just a year, if they had gone to him then when he had 18 and 19 still to go and said, Tom, we'll tack on another year.
Yeah.
We're going to give you another year.
Yeah.
Right now, we would say Brady's still under contract.
Yeah.
We'd be talking about whether they'd give him an extension. So the fact is he's outlived them already again because they're in a spot where they don't have a clear successor.
So what's your point here?
I'm just saying they made a mistake.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
They made a mistake. So now look again.
Interestingly enough, I mean, it's a different topic, but I never thought of it. It's like at that time, you either had to keep Garoppolo or extend Brady.
Okay, so a caller brought that up yesterday that said if you were going to commit to Brady at that time, you know, you should have basically extended him. Now, I'm not saying 5 years, that's a long time, but you can structure it in such a way that after year two, the hit on you was minimal.
It's typical Patriots. They wanted to appease Brady in some way, but they didn't want to pay him. So what's the next thing we can do for you?
And, Mike,
we'll ship Garoppolo out of here. There's your loyalty.
Right, and that year was the year they made him play for incentives, 2018. That was the year they put the incentives in there. So not only did they not give him an extension, they then stuck it to him.
And they were ridiculous incentives. He didn't reach any of them, and there was no way he was going to.
Okay, but all I'm saying is shame on Robert. I mean, I understand how Brady feels, and, like, I get it. But I don't root for the Bradys. I mean, I do, but my concern is the New England Patriots.
Of course.
And what's best for that team and their long-term viability. So
I'm just telling you, there's a stigma there for the Patriots. And if Brady goes, and I'm not, again, if it were me, I'm letting Brady go. I've said that a million times. I was ready to do it 2 years ago. Okay, so, but if it were me, that's what I would do. But if they let him go, after all the other stuff that has happened, Mike Vrabel opens his mouth, he gets his ass shipped out of town. Right? Danny Amendola, Richard, all of them. All of them. Then Tom Brady on top of it. That won't go away. That's fine. They can live with that. But I'm just telling you, it'll get worse.
Yeah, they'll hear it.
It'll get worse.
They'll hear it. And if they're afraid to make that call because they don't want to hear it, shame on them. That's what I would say. You know, yeah, you're going to piss some people off. It's a tough, hard decision to walk away from Tom Brady when he still wants to keep playing. That's a tough, hard decision, and you're going to hear it. You're going to hear people criticize you. You're going to hear people say you got it wrong. You hear people say that you cheaped out. What are you going to hear? All these things. Take it. If you think that's what's best for your team, take it. Stand up and take it. And they should, and I hope they do. And this hero worship. I mean, no sacred cows, man. Because, I mean, this is what I hear over and over again from all the national people who are sitting down. Guys, this is Tom Brady. You can't do that. Why not? Why can't you? He's a player. The team's going to be here for another 50, 100 years. You got to put everything on hold to take care of Tommy. It's great. That's not the way it works. Sorry. You can't do that to Brady. Why not? It's pro football, man. Most every player who's ever played got shown the door at the end in some way, shape, or form. Why should this guy be immune to it? You want the team to be immune to it and sign him to a bad contract or, you know, alienate the coach who you really need in the next 5 years just because you don't want to hear some backlash? How could you do that to Tom? Screw that. Take it. Take the criticism. That's what I would say. So that's the thought of the day. We got a couple more to come. Again, we'll take your calls at 617-779-0985. We'll have guests throughout the day. Mike Florio from Football Talk is going to be joining us this hour as well. We're also going to give you an update on the Mookie Betts situation, some updated thoughts and opinions on that and developments as it relates to that. Also, let's try and figure out Brady to Los Angeles. There's so many conflicting things we hear on that. People say L.A.'s the spot. So many other people saying, no way, it makes no sense, et cetera, et cetera. Willie McGinnis one day saying Giselle, she doesn't like L.A., and now the next day he's pretty much backing off all of that, not saying a word about that. I find that interesting. So let's try and nail down Brady to L.A. We'll do all that throughout the course of the day with your phone calls. Your number is 617-779-0985. It's Felger and Maz from the Super Bowl, presented by DraftKings.
Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Felger and Maz are live from the Miami Convention Center, presented by DraftKings on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Tom Brady, he is the Patriots.
He's a brand.
I mean, I know it's Bill Belichick, I get that. But Tom Brady he's one of the main cogs, the reason they have 6 Lombardi trophies sitting in New England. So I would be shocked, shot that Robert Kraft said, go ahead, Tom, please. I would be shocked. Robert Kraft, it's your team. I know Bill has gotten you 6 trophies. I got that. You pay for that, too. That's your money. You choose to do with that money. And if you let that guy walk, shame on you. Shame on you. Because he deserves what he deserves. He's given you a hometown discount his whole freaking career. That dude should be making $30 million every year. Yeah. Minimum. And he doesn't ask for that. Because he wants other players. He wants to win. The one time you can give him what he wanted. Give him $30 million. Give him $25 million. Give him $30 million. You have to give him that 1 year. I say, Tom, 1 year, $30 million, and then you off him to your sunset.
Okay, that's Rod Woodson on the midday the other day. The sound that I was talking about. Shame on you, Robert Kraft, if you let Tom Brady walk out the door. Joining us now in the Apex Entertainment guest chair, Mike Florio from Pro Football Talk. Those of you who've been around a long time remember the NFL, was it NFL Talk? And then they made you change your name?
No, but that wasn't me. That wasn't me.
What?
I worked for them. I didn't own that. They went out of business. ESPN.com bought the carcass. And then I was with ESPN.com for 6 months. And instead of re-upping for a year, decided to start ProFootballTalk.com. November 1, 2001, i.e. a long freaking time ago.
Congratulations, though, for what it's become. That's great. Because I do remember the NFL talk. Well, that was great rumor mongering on that thing. You've gone a little more corporate since then.
Yeah, once you get in with NBC, you have to, like, straighten up a little bit, wash your hair, yeah. Wear shoes. You didn't get that memo, apparently.
No shoes today, babe. It's too nice outside.
Today, all week.
All right, Mike, so you heard Rod Woodson there. Here's what we're talking about to open the show today. Can Robert Kraft withstand that criticism? Because he's going to get it. If Brady walks, Robert Kraft is going to hear, shame on you, Robert, for letting that guy walk out the door. Can Kraft handle that?
I don't know that he's going to hear that, though. I don't. Look, reasonable minds may differ. I think if there's a divorce here, and right now my guess would be that a divorce is coming, there's going to be a joint statement, Tom Brady, Patriots, or Tom Brady, Robert Kraft, or Brady, Kraft, Belichick, which is laboriously written, which is aimed at sealing off any argument that one side is to blame or the other side is to blame or everyone is to blame, that the spin will be, and it may very well be the truth, the two sides have reached a point in their life where it's time for the path to diverge. And Tom Brady, for his reasons, is going to move on. And the Patriots, for their reasons, are not going to stand in his way. And I don't know that it's going to work in avoiding the fans blaming one side or the other. But if Tom Brady's ready to move on, it's his right to move on. And if the Patriots aren't willing to pay him what it would take to keep him or make whatever other concessions he's looking for to stick around, then that's fine. 6 Super Bowl trophies should be more than enough. And if Tom Brady, who has 3 seasons left max, wants to finish off somewhere else, I think the team's in better shape and the long-term interests are better served by moving on to someone else now.
But you just said it yourself, the criticism will still come.
I think if they handle it the right way, there's a way to thread the needle to keep the criticism from happening. I think there's a way to do it because the guy's 42 years old. How much longer do you expect him to be here anyway?
Yeah, see, I think the from player's side, fan side, I don't think it's going to do anything to quell the criticism.
Yeah, they'll always be like Rob Woodson saying that.
Here's a lot of what will hinge on whether and to what extent there's criticism. Who's next? If Jarrett Stidham's next, maybe people will be more likely to complain or criticize. If they go out and find one of these free agents who's available, or go out and maybe move around in the draft and bring in a Tua Tagovailoa, and I'm not suggesting they're even interested in him, but if he's the goods, Bill Belichick's going to know from his communications with his buddy Nick Saban. But I think who's next will help turn the page and help manage the criticism, because at some point, The learned fans, I understand the casual fans are just going to be upset for the sake of being upset, but the passionate fan who gets it, and I think most Patriots fans get it, It's who do we have moving forward? Because at some point, Tom Brady will be gone. And you don't want to wait until he retires and then you're caught high and dry. If this is the moment where he moves on, so be it. Who's next? And I think who's next is going to go a long way toward unruffling feathers.
Mike Florio, again, Pro Football Talk, NBC Sports Network as well. Why do you think they're headed for a divorce?
It just feels that way. It just feels like Tom Brady is ready to move on. I think we underestimate the role his wife may have in this. And this is the thing. Of all of the aspects of their life that is foreign to anything any of us could ever relate to, fundamentally, there's a partnership there between husband and wife, and this guy has continued to play far past the expiration date of any other player. And I think at some point, what she envisions, what she wants, where she wants to live, where she wants him to work, where she wants the family to be, that becomes a bigger and bigger factor. Because at some point you say, Tom, you're going to be 43. You've been doing this for 20 years. At some point, let's compromise a little bit more on where this is going to play out. And I think that is one of the more underrated factors. And I'm not saying it's wrong. It's just reality.
Yeah.
And it is one of the common threads, one of the few common threads between their marriage and anyone else's marriage, where you have those compromises that pop up all the time.
So do you have, let me read you something that just came across. And back in the NFL talk days, this is something that would get up on your site. Now, I don't know.
This is good.
Who's Tony Pauline? Do you know who that is?
Mainly a draft guy.
Okay.
A draft guy who spends more time this time of year talking to people around the league and picking up things people around the league are talking about within the confines of who's going to get drafted.
Okay, so that's Tony Pauline. He works for something called the Pro Football Network. I'm not dissing him in any way. I'm just telling I don't know the affiliation. I don't know the individual, but he's obviously legit. This is what he wrote in his mailbag. Have you heard anything regarding where Tom Brady may end up? Okay, here's his answer. The two teams mentioned throughout Super Bowl week were the Miami Dolphins or the Las Vegas Raiders. Miami seems to be the team continually in the conversation, and I can tell you this. One, word is that Tom Brady's wife prefers Miami. Two, the rumor for months now is that Brady will ultimately buy an ownership interest in the Dolphins. If it happens, it won't be for a few years, but the rumblings over Brady taking an ownership position in the franchise have been getting louder. So, your thoughts there. So, first of all, can I just jump in? That can't be part of the deal because it's a salary cap violation.
No, not if you buy a stake in the team separate and apart from your actual salary.
Contract?
Has anyone ever done that? No one's ever done it because nobody's ever had the money while they're still playing.
Who's got the money while they're still playing to buy a stake in a team? Okay, but there's such that I wouldn't allow that if I were the league because it's crying for a salary cap violation. We're going to give you 2 points in the team for a sweetheart of a deal. Meanwhile, his player contract is nothing, and it's like, well, he made it back on the deal with the points on the team. You see what I'm saying?
But who said anything about the league, about them giving it to him as part of the deal? Why can't it be, I'm going to go play in Miami for a couple of years, establish a relationship with the Dolphins so that when I become a part owner.
If it's Stephen Ross saying somewhere down the line, Tom, we can talk about this, yes, that's fine. But it can't be part of his playing deal. I don't think
it can be part of his compensation. There would have to be a value attached to it, and it would be part of the salary cap, so it can be done. I think that it would be a separate transaction, and all the I's would be dotted and the T's would be crossed. And look, to the extent that the Patriots have had a relationship with TB12 all these years, and they're separately paying him that way, nobody's ever said boo about it, there's got to be a way for him to have a separate transaction with ownership of the Dolphins and buy a stake of the team
for
fair market value, and he gets paid separately to be the quarterback. And look, what you just read meshes to a certain extent with stuff that is out there about the Dolphins, about potential ownership interest in the Miami Dolphins at some point. And I've been saying all along, and I don't think it takes a high degree of brain power to figure this out, which qualifies me to do it. Where is his wife going to be comfortable living if they uproot the family from Boston, which they already have done, at least to Greenwich as a stopover in Connecticut?
Right.
Miami, think about what Miami is close to, how close it is to Brazil, the fashion capital, everything like that. It's convenient, it's simple. And then the other coast, the Chargers. The Chargers and the Dolphins have been the two that I've been watching the most closely. And the Dolphins will not surprise me. Now, it would be the ultimate Brett Favre-style move if he stays in the division and joins forces with the Dolphins and tries to battle head-to-head with Bill Belichick. I mean, my goodness, we have assumed that it would be Tom Brady somewhere far away from competing with the Patriots. How does he do without Belichick? Belichick in New England, how do they do without Brady? The idea of twice a year facing off against each other, that's fascinating. If that would happen, I mean, I'm trying to think of the biggest stories we've encountered over the last 20 years. The idea of Tom Brady for 2 or 3 years ending his career with the Dolphins, competing head-to-head with the Patriots, it's unheard of.
Tremendous.
I pray to the take, Lord.
Tremendous
on
story.
On a nightly basis for Brady to go in the division.
So if
twice
that happens,
a year we get Brady Belichick Bowl.
If that happens, who do the fans blame? If Tom Brady chooses to play for the Dolphins,
Robert,
who do they blame?
They're going to blame Robert.
But how
isn't
Tom the turncoat by resurfacing with a team in the division?
They'll blame Robert more.
They will. He won't get blamed. He won't get blamed. He's just adored.
How could you blame Robert for that? How could anybody have any animosity toward the guy who saved the team when it was ready to move to St. Louis? They had the hats printed out for the St. Louis Stallions.
Yeah, I saw
that. Orthwine was going to move the damn team. Robert swoops in, buys the team, saves the franchise, takes the team to 10 Super Bowls, delivers 6 Super Bowl victories, makes the best trade of all time for Bill Belichick, the best draft pick of all time for Tom Brady. How much more than 20 years of that do you want as a Patriots fan?
Mike, I'm with you 100%.
At some point, relationships end. How in the world could you even begin to blame Robert Kraft if Tom Brady exercises his prerogative to go play for someone else? And if he chooses to stick it to the Patriots by staying in the division, that's on him. You blame him. You don't blame Robert Kraft.
It won't happen. People blame Robert.
Yeah, people have short memories.
Listen again. No, you're speaking.
People need to have longer memories.
You're speaking logically and rationally, but
you wouldn't have a team. You know what you'd have? You would have had an expansion team in 1999. You'd have had the Cleveland Browns.
So, Mike, I don't do that.
Instead of Cleveland, you know what would have happened? St. Louis would have gotten the Patriots.
But that's not right either. I mean, judge it on the merits of the particular decision. Signing Brady to a big, stupid contract is not smart. And so I would back Robert Kraft 100% for that alone. Never mind, you know,
but
moving
I'm
the
just
team
saying,
James Orthwine.
Right.
For this particular move, be strong.
All I'm saying is Robert Kraft deserves a little bit of the benefit of the doubt if things do go sideways. And if Tom Brady does go to Miami,
he's
and all
been a good
sudden,
owners.
The Dolphins own the Patriots, literally, and start sweeping them and winning the division, and they win a Super Bowl in Miami.
Happen.
Right, but it's Brady's choice. It's Brady's choice. After 20 years, he's gotten to the point where he has earned the right to make a choice. And if he chooses Miami, it's not going to be because of anything Robert Kraft did or didn't do. It's Tom Brady's choice, and if he leaves and you're not happy, blame him. That's my point.
Patriots are still going to get killed.
But beautiful. But this is. But this
you're not wrong. But they're going to get killed. The reality is that the fan base will kill them. Him. Or, I mean that verbally.
I will support the team strongly, and I don't always. You know me. I mean, I don't eagerly support and you're blindly support the decisions by the Krafts or the Patriots. But on this one, I would be 100% in their corner.
And let's say he stays, right? How long does he stay? How much longer does he hang around? Is it 1 more year? Is it 2 more years? Is it 3 more years? I guess if he stays now, he's never leaving. Like, this is it. If he's ever going to leave, it's now with 3 years left. Because I don't think he's necessarily looking for a spot where he goes and tries to win a Super Bowl this year. I think this is a 2 to 3 year build. And maybe it's kind of like Peyton Manning in Denver, where he's got more say in the composition of the offense and how they're going to go about attacking. I mean, the guy's got 20 years experience. He's probably better suited to coach himself than most of the coaches out there. So that could be part of this, too, that you go to a place like Miami or the Chargers, and the goal is to get to the Super Bowl. By the time he says, I got number 7, I got one more than Michael Jordan, I'm walking off the stage, see y'all later.
Okay, we got one more. Peter King, when we played the sound a couple weeks ago, was on either the podcast or the morning show, I just can't remember what it was, but it was a clip where he says, don't kill the messenger, and I know you're going to feel about this, but I would not be surprised one bit if Andy Dalton were the next guy in New England. And he said it in a very confident manner, and then I've heard that name come up a few other places, Mike, and now I'm wondering, was that informed speculation on the part of Peter King and not just throwing a name out there?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of the stuff that we talk about and the stuff that we are guessing on is stuff that we kind of know, but we can't really say anything about it at this point. And it wouldn't surprise me. Look, this is going to be an unprecedented revolving door musical chairs of quarterbacks, with Tom Brady being the first giant domino to fall. And once that happens, it's going to cascade. And there are so many guys out there who are due to become free agents or who are under contract but maybe cut, maybe traded, whatever the case may be. would it be crazy to see a guy like Andy Dalton? And the guy went to the playoffs 5 straight years, and I don't think it was his fault. The Bengals were never suited to win playoff games. Has he truly ever had the team around him? I'm far more concerned about the rest of the offense than I am about quarterback. You're going to find a quarterback. I mean, if it's the same quality of receiver and tight end that Tom Brady had this year, it isn't going to make a damn bit of difference unless you get some game breakers, some guys who command double coverage, so at least somebody else is open because they're scared of a Gronk or a field-stretching receiver who can force defenses to account for them. So, I mean, I think quarterback is just the first question. There are plenty of other problems with the offense to get back to the point where the Patriots need to be in 2020.
Do you expect there could be trades in February before we get to the league year like they did with Flacco last year? You don't file the paperwork till the league year, right? But you can still talk and swing a trade. And do you think Domino's could, because I wonder if the Pats are going to do that. If they'll swing a trade early in the process so they're protected against Brady Walker.
I mean, Dalton would have to be.
I remember it was Super Bowl week 2 years ago. We were in Minnesota. We had done lengthy interviews with Alex Smith and Kirk Cousins. And that night, Alex Smith was traded from Kansas City to Washington, and we had to both interviews.
That's right.
And so at any point, the tentative deal can be announced. It can't be official until that second Tuesday or Wednesday in March, but it wouldn't surprise me if something like that happens. Look, I think that Cam Newton is going to be traded by the Panthers. I think he's going to be the next quarterback of the Chargers, if it's not Tom Brady. And I think we could hear some of that stuff. The question is, how quickly do teams move? Now, it could be that there are so many quarterback options this year that teams decide to wait, and quarterbacks decide to wait and see how it shakes out. You know, with Phillip Rivers, I was telling somebody this earlier. I think Phillip Rivers' best play is to do nothing until after the draft, because there's a chance once the draft comes and goes and teams look around and they realize, crap, we didn't get the guy we wanted. Phillip Rivers all of a sudden is the most attractive option available, and he gets paid a lot more money than he otherwise would get.
Mike, thanks so much for coming by. It was great stuff.
Phillip Rivers, next quarterback of the New England Patriots.
Good to see you. I'm not sure about that one. Okay, thanks again to Mike Florio. Here's a quick update from Murray, and then we're right back with your reaction.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. Guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Felger and Naz are live from the Miami Convention Center. Presented by DraftKings on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Brady's got a lot of houses.
Right.
And I would say this similar to the Phillip Rivers story, which is, yes, Rivers moved to Florida. He's going to build a home in Fairhope. It's going to be huge because he's got a lot of kids. And if he plays for the Chargers again, he's going to rent a ridiculous mansion near the Chargers, and he'll drive to work and it'll be fine. Like, Tom Brady buying houses doesn't dictate where he's going to play next year, because wherever he's going to play, he's not going to buy, he's going to rent. He is going to rent a house, move with his family, and live there, unless it's in New England, in which case he actually probably still would rent a house, because, as you guys may have heard, he sold his house.
Or is in the process of selling. That's Ian Rappaport on with the Midday Show. So this Brady thing, Mike Florio says he's don't discount it. Don't discount that. That is going around down here. Tom Brady to the Dolphins and an ownership tie-in. And, well, again, this is Tony Pauline, who's a draft guy, NFL reporter, legit guy.
I was surprised when you threw the name at him. He actually knew who it was.
Yeah, so he's legit. And this Pauline says word is Brady's wife prefers Miami. The rumor for months now is Brady will ultimately buy an ownership interest in the Dolphins. If it happens, it won't be for a few years, but the rumblings over Brady taking an ownership position in the franchise have been getting louder. And then you start to dig into the Dolphins' ownership situation. Stephen Ross has already given an individual right of first refusal to buy the controlling interest in the team when he dies or decides to sell. And this is an individual by the name of Bruce Beal.
Bruce Beal, and the league approved that succession plan. That was a couple of years ago.
So what do we know about Bruce Beal? The word and the rumor is that Bruce Beal's wife and Brady's wife are close.
Correct. Her name is Catherine, apparently originally from Seattle or something, but she and Giselle are allegedly friendly. And I'll tell you what, from the beginning when all this stuff started, one of the things we said was Southern California or Miami, one of those spots perfect for Brady, because if you're going to launch TB12, if that's the next venture, then you start to set it up. You establish yourself in that community, and now here you go. Well, if ownership is entering the equation, the point being a business venture still factors in. If ultimately he is eyeing some sort of ownership stake in the Miami Dolphins, and that's his way to stay connected to football, then going to play for Miami for a couple of years would make all the sense in the world. I mean, to me, that's sort of how I look at it. Again, the point being that football isn't necessarily the driving force. It's post-football. TB12 or an ownership stake in a team, proximity to his wife's native country, a friendship for his wife, and all of that. So if you're asking me, do I believe it? Hell yeah.
Okay.
Hell yeah. And again, I'm not telling you 100% that that's what's going to happen, but I'm telling you that is there a lure there for Tom Brady? I would say yes, absolutely.
And I'm with Florio. If just on the Kraft thing, shame on Robert Kraft, which he's going to get if Brady leaves. Shame on Robert Kraft. I'm going to be in Kraft's corner on that one. I am. Because I just think it's a tough, hard decision. But it's the right decision. And sometimes tough, hard, right decisions are unpopular. So don't be afraid to make it and face the criticism. And, shut it up by having a successful team and having a solid team for the future, as opposed to giving into a superstar athlete because, what, you're afraid of some criticism? I hope that doesn't happen. All right, so as I promised, your reaction. Here's Tim in Holland. Why don't you lead us off today, Tim? Go ahead, on Robert Kraft.
So I think it was you guys saying earlier in the week that the fact that Robert Kraft might regret stepping in on the Garoppolo decision a few years ago after he left and then had some success, and you said that might give him pause on interfering this time. But what if Garoppolo goes to the Super Bowl on Sunday, just completely bombs, like throws four picks, shows that he's not a franchise quarterback? Could that make Robert Kraft change his mind on giving the decision to Bill?
So, I mean, anything's possible. I mean, Robert wakes up one day and feels a certain way and acts on it. I mean, that's all possible, but I don't know. Maybe I'm alone on this, but I just think Garoppolo's kind of established, whether he plays well or not on Sunday. A good young quarterback that was worth building around and is worth building around.
Yeah, I'd say it's unlikely at this stage that one game's going to change the narrative too much on anybody. I mean, particularly as it pertains to Garoppolo. So I'm not telling you that the public sentiment isn't going to sway, but if Robert Kraft was looking at it at one point and said, geez, I don't know, maybe we should have kept Garoppolo, if he was doubting it, then I don't think that's ever going to change. He had Bill Belichick as his coach. Whatever Garoppolo does on Sunday that is negative, there's a chance that Bill could have weeded it out of him. I mean, really.
Agreed. Kirk and Carver. Go ahead, Kirk.
Hello, gentlemen. I hope all is well. I really don't understand why the conversation of Brady leaving is so... It is giving such a bad vibe. I mean, the guy's 43 years old. He's done his job. He's won us 6 rings. What are we doing for the future?
Kirk, I'm just going to stop you because
he's still playing very well. He's got at least a few years left of good football in him. You can still win with the guy, and he's the greatest, most accomplished athlete in the history of the city. You can't handle this thing like a shrug. Hey, he's earned it. Let him go. Like, It's the biggest free agency decision in the history of Boston sports.
So maybe sports.
So my only point is this, because, again, Florio kept saying Robert Kraft doesn't deserve criticism. I know that's your point. I'd let Brady go, too. That's not the part to me. It's going to be there.
Oh, yeah.
We put up a Twitter poll about a month ago, whenever it was. 80% of the fans still want him back. And honestly, I think that number is low compared to where it would have been 2 years ago. It's still 80%. No, if Brady leaves, in the court of public opinion, they're going to get crushed.
Yep, but not uniformly, as you heard that, like that caller says. What? Why?
Okay, so that's the 20%.
Okay, well, that's not a small number. And if it matters to anyone, you know, the number one afternoon show in Boston is not going to be ripping the team for it. I mean, but so, like, I don't know if that counts to anything, but it's going to be mixed. It may be 80-20, but the conversation is going to be, there's going to be plenty of people who say, it's time.
Yes, Mike, they have, I don't dispute any of that. They're going to have more support than they ever would have had before. They're still going to get crushed. They're just going to get crushed. It's a reality, and I think they know this. I think they say, well, you don't make a decision like this and expect to get praised for it because you're not going to get it. So it's about minimizing how badly you get crushed.
So this is a fascinating part of the story. Can Robert handle it? Can Robert handle it?
My guess is the second time through, yes. And when I say the second time through, I mean 3 years ago, he clearly couldn't, or 2.5 years ago. He was not ready to handle that. And now I think he's had time to build up to it, know that it was there. Again, they granted him the right to go to market. So my gut tells me they knew this was coming. At the end of the day, what happens at that moment where he says, you know, you got to go? I don't know.
Yeah, there's going to be blowback, and rightfully so, because, I mean, I get why fans would want to see him retire as a Patriot. But if they suck, they'll be able to deal with it. But if the team sucks and they bring in some S-bag like Andy Dalton as the replacement, oh, it's not going to go away for a while.
Hour one of the program here is brought to you by Woodbridge Wines. It's Felger and Maz, presented by DraftKings. Want to do a Mookie Betts minute real quick? Give you the latest on that, developing opinions on that?
Sure.
We'll do it right after these words.
Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Felger and Mass are live from Radio Row on South Beach in Miami. Presented by DraftKings on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
We have been discussing the Dodgers as a team involved in these negotiations, and Andy McCullough in The Athletic this morning basically lays out the case with some fresh information, most notably the idea of David Price and Betts together. That is one of many scenarios in play. When you talk about a trade of this magnitude, you're talking about all kinds of combinations. And our understanding is that the Dodgers are quite serious, as the Padres are quite serious, and these talks are continuing. You remember at the start of the week, I said this thing had some momentum. Now, I can't predict for certain that it's going to result in a trade, but the chances at this moment are perhaps better than they've been the entire offseason.
Ken Rosenthal, Here's your Mookie Betts update. Feels like it's coming to a head, Maz, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. I mean, again, and the Red Sox have two teams involved in the same area, same division, which is great for them because they can play one off the other. And all things being perfect, ideally you'd want to deal with the Dodgers. I just think you can get more out of the Dodgers because the Dodgers have more to give. They have money, they have prospects, and so and also they have more public pressure.
And let me tell you why I think also the Dodgers are the play. They would have more room and ability to bring on David Price, which I still, and Rosenthal mentions it there, I think is a priority. I'm in favor of keeping Mookie Betts for 1 year, but I really want out from David Price if I'm the Red Sox. It's time to get rid of this guy.
Okay? I mean, boy, like, some ways, like the second bailout deal from the Dodgers.
So this is what I mean. Like the Dodgers are a bailout kind of team because their payroll is through the roof, and they're just the Dodgers. The Padres can't take on a bad contract like or David Price, so they got to be careful about it, right? But the Dodgers can. The Dodgers can. And so that's why I want them on the hook. David Price is a Dodger. Makes perfect sense.
Sure, yeah. Look, the Dodgers were a good fit from the beginning in a lot of ways. Again, they went after Bryce Harper last year. They didn't get him. So they're clearly looking for an outfielder. They want to beef up the lineup. My guess is that they feel it's one of the reasons that they have lost World Series to American League teams is because they don't have an American League lineup. They put a priority on that. It feels like this offseason they haven't done anything yet. The Dodgers are a better fit. They're just a better fit. And it does feel like the Red Sox have reached the point as they approach the start of spring training where they say, this guy doesn't want to be here, and so we can't sign him. We've got to do this.
And the thing feels imminent. And now you have Dan Roach, of all people, writing on CBS Sports Boston, saying goodbye to Mookie makes sense for Red Sox.
Oh, it's coming any minute now. And Lofty just said that, too. And Roach is out there saying trading Mookie Betts is the right thing. Here it comes.
I mean, I tweeted that out a little while ago, too, and
you're evil.
That's true. You're right. That's right. Big distinction between me and
Run him out of town, man.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Roachie's Mr. Red Sox.
Yeah, he's a saint.
In a lot of ways. I've been saying it for 2 years. This guy didn't want to be here, okay? And so, to me, that's the driving force in this. And we had a call yesterday that this is the part people miss. They think this is about getting under the luxury tax. If that were the case and Mookie wanted a sign, they'd trade someone else or they'd find a way to take the bullet. Mookie doesn't want to be in Boston. He doesn't want to be there. And people are going to say, well, where is it documented? It's not. But if it were a priority, if he loved Boston, he would do what Xander Bogaerts did. He would sign. The guys who like the intensity and like the market stay.
People that like their team sign early. Mike Trout. I mean, they don't go to free agency.
I mean, it happens all the time. So, you know, has he been outwardly hostile to the city? No. But he hasn't committed either. Okay. He doesn't want to commit.
David Price has been openly hostile to
the
city.
Yeah, see you later. Please go.
Goodbye.
So my only question becomes...
I'm all for the Red Sox. Make this another... try and make it another bailout deal like you had before with Magic. You bet.
So my only question then is, are you better off getting talent back from the Dodgers or sending Price? Like, if I'm the Red Sox, that's a tricky decision. I like the idea of getting rid of Price. Don't get me wrong. But their farm system stinks. It stinks. And so now if, you know, you have to send Price and forego prospects as a result, I don't know that I love that. That, to me, is a money decision.
Okay.
So that one is like, well, now, sir, I'd rather have the players and have them pay the $30 million.
Understood. And you're probably right. Especially if they're going to be losing picks with the investing. You know, who knows what's happening with that, where that's going to fall. But either way, there's your Mookie Betts update. Feels like it could come at any minute. Jimmy's finger's on the button, in fact. I really feel like it. We could be talking about this.
Yes.
Don't give people a false idea. But we're at the ready for when it happens. Here comes Murray's update. 90 seconds, no commercials, and your calls then, I promise.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield. Imagine a place where you are never far from your next adventure. Welcome to Prince Edward Island, Canada, a destination where the breathtaking views rejuvenate the soul. Discover 700 miles of coastline with white sand beaches and red cliffs, the freshest flavors from land and sea, world-class golf, outdoor adventures, and authentic cultural experiences. Come find your island, Prince Edward Island, the official travel destination of the NHL and a proud partner of the Boston Bruins. Learn more at explorepei.com.